The way I bring wellness to everyday life is by making art. I got art all over the place. I teach arts and crafts. I'm an entertainer. I'm an activity specialist. And I love that. I really do. Because when you make people smile, you done something for the world. I believe that. You done something for the world.
So introduces, I guess.
Yes. Hi. Well, I'm Karen. Yeah, see how you got warm off because I got warm.
Yeah. Don't just go in. You just don't go in.
I'm Karen with Hale Wellness, the Wellness Connection.
So, all right. So let me get this. So the podcast is called The Wellness Connection.
Yes.
Right? And it's presented by Hale Wellness.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm Jared, I'm the producer. And at the beginning of all of our episodes, probably we'll have just a short, quick check-in and let you know what's going on before we share our main presentation. So, yeah, what did you do this weekend? Tell me about your wellness journey for the weekend.
My wellness journey was a couple of things. One was... yesterday on Sunday in the afternoon, traveling down south to the Potomac area for the Billy Goat Trails to engage in hiking and enjoying the community at large, watching people be with their family and laughing and the dogs.
Were there a lot of people out there?
It was a lot. Yeah, there was not as many as normally, but it was still quite a few families out there.
How often do you think you go do stuff like that? Let me be more specific. How often do you go hiking?
Yeah, lately I've been trying to put that into my lifestyle maybe once a month, although I would like to do it twice a month. But it's a lot of time of investing, okay? The travel itself takes an hour to that particular area. And most places that I would probably get the most enjoyment from the environment, it would be in the south. So it'll take an hour, maybe even an hour and a half. And I just enjoy going south because it's more of a sparse area. It's a little bit more dense in some of the community parks here. So yesterday was beautiful listening to the waterfalls. That is so therapeutic. I sat on one of the high cliffs for about 15-20 minutes just engaging in the sound of the waterfall. And watching the trees and actually watching the sunset and releasing all what may have been inside me from any tension I may have that I didn't know about. Sometimes we don't even know about our tension that is bent up in our bodies. And so I actually just felt myself just melting. And so it was really nice. That was a nice wellness moment.
What you gonna do when it gets cold here in a couple of weeks? Are you still gonna be going out hiking, or are there other things that you might try to engage in? Or are you about it like that? You're just gonna go out there in the cold and get on them slippery rocks? What are you gonna do about it when it gets cold?
Yeah, I normally do. I do. I don't stop in the winter months hiking. I just maybe change the terrain a little bit. I probably won't be doing the rocks. I'll just do more solid ground. But yeah, I'm out there.
All right, I hear you. All right, what can you tell us about today's episode? What are we about to listen to?
Oh, Gloria, I remember a few things. One of the things I remember most is that she was a joyous interviewer, full of laughter, and I liked how she engaged her environment using things from everyday use in our environment and adding it to art and creating art from that, from makeup, from toilet tissues.
All right. We don't want to do too many spoilers. So what we got coming up for you on this first episode of Wellness Connection and the first interview with folk artist Gloria Garrett.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Karen Bell with Wellness Connection, where quality living is brought to everyday life. And I have here with me today a friend called Gloria Garrett. She's here to share with us a little bit about herself so we all can get sort of kind of get to know her and see how she brings wellness to everyday life.
The way I bring wellness to everyday life is by making art. I got art all over the place. I teach arts and crafts. I'm an entertainer. I'm an activity specialist. And I love that. I really do. Because when you make people smile, you done something for the world. I believe that. You done something for the world. When I teach arts and crafts, I'm like, oh, I make people smile. You know what? Some people say, I never made anything before. And when they make it, and I see that smile on that face, it has healed their heart somehow. Because it healed me. It really did. That's how I started painting with makeup. My young relative died suddenly in 2005. And I was illustrating in black and white. And I said, God brings me color in my life. And my mother gave me some makeup. And all I wore was lipstick. She had lipstick, eyebrow pencil, eyebrow shadow in the bag. And you know what? A light bulb went off. I said, you paint your eyes. What you paint your eyes with?
I use a little bit of shadow.
Okay. Eyeshadow. You paint your cheeks with what?
Bruise.
That's right. You're going to paint your lips with what?
Lipstick.
And I said, guess what? Maybe I can paint my pictures with them. Guess what? I took the month of September 2005 off and painted with makeup. And guess what? I've been getting it donated ever since.
That's the way to go. Talk about wellness. I mean, you have covered all areas in wellness. You talk about a smile. And yes, smile creates endorphins and it makes us feel good. We feel energized. We feel like we can do anything in life. You talked about self-worth. You brought some self-worth to the table, letting yourself know that, hey, I'm worthy. I can create something amazing and I can also affect other people with it. I can help them discover their creativity. And then you talked about just enjoying and engaging. That is wellness in its entirety. And continue to share.
Okay, and some other things that, you know, I do, okay? Mm-hmm. Recycling. I mean, when you can look at a plastic bottle, okay? And people want to throw it away or they might want to put it in the recycle, right? I said, oh, no, I don't know what they do with it after they recycle it, but if you could make a doll from it and look at that doll, okay? Yes. Sew around the bottle. Okay? Mm-hmm. Make your head out cloth. We glue it on. Glue some yarn in it. Okay? I see toilet paper rolls. I don't see empty toilet paper rolls. I tell people, save your toilet paper rolls. We're going to make a doll. We're going to make a reef. We're going to make an instrument out of these toilet paper rolls. And it's just so much fun. Yes. You know, the marbles. I'm going to make some marble earrings. Marbles. So when you can just see beauty in life, it's just so important. And then what make it really good, people donate what I need. I said, y'all, okay? I don't need a lot of toilet paper rolls, okay? Y'all save them. I'm going to teach you how to do them. I'm going to teach you how to do them.
That is amazing, Gloria. I mean, you not only take things that are around you in your own home environment, but you go to back to the earth and you pull from the earth and you create something great and beautiful.
And it's from God, you know. Yes. God created us. Mm-hmm. He was creative. We can be creative. And being creative, okay, can touch your heart. I always said art is the only thing that can touch your heart instantly.
Instantly, yes, yes.
It's just so powerful. Mm-hmm. It really is. And let me tell you something. I get myself in trouble now. I got to make everybody everything. I bet not buy nothing from the store. But Gloria, you'll get enough of me to make me something, girl. You know what I mean?
Yes. So do you give training courses?
Or oh, yes.
How do you connect these people in the community to this amazing gift that you and your vision that you have?
A couple ways. Okay. Number one, I work for Baltimore City Rex and Parks. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they send me all around the city, okay, to senior to rec centers, okay, to senior apartment builders, to churches. Then I put the word out, okay, that I do this. Then I work for, I do a lot of work with recovery centers. One of them, I'm on the board of On Our Own, of Inc., of Baltimore. Yes. So I'm in the recovery arena. Then I do, I am the artist for fundraisers for a couple artists, okay? One of them is Jump for Joy, okay? That's really a good group. I grew up double dutching, okay?
Oh, so did I.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Kim Landis, she started this group right in her backyard where she was teaching them how to jump rope. And you know, jump rope just built character.
Okay, yes, it
it's
does.
Good exercise.
It's good exercise.
It builds character, and they go to contests and they win, and it's just wonderful. So I do a fundraiser for them, and then also, you know, I'm a behavioral health advocate because art helped heal me during the death of my nephew.
One second, I want to. I know that's a big part with your nephew. I just got a question. Can you just back up a little bit about? You said you don't do a fundraiser. How does fundraising work? This is, you know, how does fundraising work with an artist? How do you, how does that relationship work in terms of?
A couple of ways. With Jump for Joy, they go to different events around town, health events, and I'm there selling my artwork, and I give them some of the proceeds.
Very good.
You know, of that artwork, and that helps because when people come talk to them and they see that I'm there with them and they buy the artwork because they know some of the proceeds are going to Jump for Joy. Another fundraiser I do sometimes.
Yes.
And I'm a artist for them, the New Day campaign. Have you ever heard of the New Day campaign?
I haven't heard about them.
Okay, New Day campaign is a campaign where the founder, Peter Brun, BRU, and his daughter died, Elizif, of an overdose.
Okay. Is he a local?
Yes.
Okay.
He was local. And what he does is he did this organization where he want to stop the stigma of mental illness and substance abuse through art. So he go around having art exhibits, and I'm part of his art exhibits. And sometimes I also do... I sell my art at his places, and sometimes I do fundraisers for him too. So it's just very important, okay, that you connect with people, okay, that want to bring joy to people. Because joy is just so important. And people don't understand that what art can do. I have a program that I'm starting there called Creative Stories and Art for Healing, where I'm trying to go to recovery centers. And one of them I did already was On Our Own of Inc. of Baltimore on the Charles Street Center. And what the people did was the first section, they came in and introduced themselves. I did it first to show them. My name is Gloria. I think I'm gorgeous. Take a word to describe you the first letter. And what's your healing word? My healing word is hope, because without hope, you could not cope. Then they shared their favorite, okay, inspirational quote. And my favorite inspirational quote in the world is, I'm like a wildflower dancing in the beauty and joy each day. And then I drew a picture of that. Each person shared all this, and then they painted a picture. Then we did something special called a PEP, a poetic enhanced portrait.
Yes.
And that's where you take your name and do a verse of each letter of your name. Like mine would be G, gorgeous one who thinks she's lots of fun. L, lovely one. And what, who likes to lend a helping hand? Oh, outstanding attitude that can help you. Oh, radiant smiles, okay, that makes the world brighter day and night.
Glory.
In depth, creativity, okay, that makes the world so happy. And A, adorable smile for all the world to see every day in every way.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes.
So they did that, out their name. Then we took their picture. Then guess what? We put all this in a book.
Very good. Let me ask
you
something.
They'd be able to see that.
I think that's an amazing idea, how you can create joy from a thought such as that, their name. So what if you said you deal a lot with people with mental challenges. Mm-hmm. Now, how would you say that you motivate them to think more on the positive, like you just did for yourself?
First thing is people, they got to see you saying positive things. Mm-hmm. I asked them to say the positive things. They said it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I asked them to come up with their favorite inspirational quote. They did it. Then they did a picture from it. You have to inspire people. Very they have good. To see yes. you. Mm-hmm. People see me and says, well, Gloria, you know me? You look beautiful, girl. I said, thank you very much. You mm-hmm. know what my goal in life is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is it, Gloria?
To have somebody look at me and smile.
There you go. All right.
Don't have to say anything to mm-hmm. me. Just if I can lift your spirits. Mm-hmm. That's so important. I look in the mirror every day and says, I want to make somebody happy.
There you go. There you go. Wow, that is a lot. I wanted to also ask, you talk about your product, that's your art product. Where could we find them?
Oh, okay. A couple of places you can find mm-hmm. my product. Mm-hmm. American Visionary Art Museum. that museum is for self-taught artists. That's what
okay.
I am.
Okay.
Okay. And they've been buying my art. The gift shop, Ted Frankel, been buying my art for 13 years. Okay. Wow. And mm-hmm. then I'm around. Like I said, I do fundraisers for mm-hmm. Dune Campaign, mm-hmm. Jump for Joy. And then I go to festivals. I go to festivals. And then I have art shows at my studio.
Yes, and so, where is that at?
Okay, I got a studio on Charles Street in Baltimore City. Okay. What's really great is that people sponsor me to travel the world. Okay?
There you go.
I'm the mother maker of art. So people come to me and say, well, Gloria, you know what I mean? I want a picture with makeup for the Eiffel Tower. Or Archer Triumph. Guess what? I go to Paris. I'm not going to talk long, but this, I got to tell you this story.
Yes, you okay.
sure. My granddaughter, she was 21. She came to me. She said, Grandma, remember when I was 11, you said when I turned 21, we're going to go to Paris together? I said, vaguely.
But she remembered.
So I'm like, are we going? I'm like, I don't know, baby. So I went and told a story to one of my customers. Yeah, okay. They said, Gloria, you told the girl was going. Why can't you go? I said, lack of funds. She said, suppose I sponsor you to go. I said, what that mean?
Whoa, whoa.
She says, I pay for your hotel and your rail trip flight. And you paint me the Archer Triumph, Eiffel Tower, and an outdoor restaurant, open air wow. restaurant.
Wow.
I said, like a good deal to me. And guess what? Did I go to Paris? Yes, I did.
Did
I paint the pictures? Guess what? I usually paint people. I learned how to paint. Ooh. I learned how to paint some buildings. Okay.
Wow, that is amazing. So normally you do
people. Right.
But
normally,
now you're finding yourself being thrusted into another situation where you
get. I went to Rome that way. I went to Rome that way. Mm-hmm. And I went to Rome that way. I went to Dominican Republic that way. Mm-hmm. I go to trips that way around That's the country. Amazing. But mm-hmm. I tell people, you got to be different. I paint with makeup. Do something different. Mm-hmm. Do something different. You got to stand out. Do something different and stand out.
Very good.
You know what I mean? See where it goes. And mm-hmm. while you're making yourself happy, make somebody else happy too. That's right. Art can do that. Yes. So I'm so glad I'm an artist. Thank you, God, for making me artist.
And being here with you, Gloria, I'm telling you, you're part of that product, too, of making it happen. So do share with the audience where they can find you on Facebook and on the webpage.
You can find me on Facebook and YouTube at Gloria Gerd Folk Artist. And you can find me on the web at gloriasart.com. I look forward to you contacting me, but I enjoy being on your show so much, Karen.
Well, I enjoy having you here. You made me laugh. You brought a smile. I think I've been smiling the whole time looking at you. I mean, but you are a joy yourself. You are a joy. You are a burst of energy, and you welcome laugh just looking at you.
Oh, thank yes. you.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us, Gloria. That's Gloria Garrett, folk artist, and you can reach out and touch her, and so she can give you a smile. Aww. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
The Wellness Connection podcast is brought to you by Hale Wellness. a social and interactive platform where we connect our community to local businesses, organizations, and individuals who have tools, services, and programs that nurture the mind, body, and spirit. Engage in awareness by taking our free wellness assessment and take first steps towards optimizing your wellness. Visit wellnessconnection.health.